We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the fourth year for the Rotary Club of Georgetown's Field of Honor. If you want to find out more information about it, it's georgetowntxfieldofhonor.org. And today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Jeannie Cox and Georgianne Hewitt. Georgianne is the president of the Rotary Club of Georgetown. Ladies, I appreciate you joining us today on Inside Austin.
We're happy to be
here. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And for anybody like myself who isn't very familiar with the project, let's just talk about what it is. What is the Field of Honor?
John, the Field of Honor is a week-long, stunning display of up to about 1,700 full-size U.S. flags that are posted at the field in San Gabriel Park. Each flag is dedicated to anyone or by anyone who wants to honor a veteran, a first responder, a canine service dog, and this year we've added a COVID-19 hero. So all of those flags can be dedicated by people, you, anybody, who can order the flag, put their own little sentiment on there to say thank you for your service or whatever they want to say. And this display is absolutely awe-inspiring.
Yeah, it must be breathtaking and a really inspiring photo opportunity, I would think.
Absolutely. And John, you know, we have every year a 16-foot viewing platform that you can go up the steps and safely and look over from the top of the field and see all these gorgeous flags waving. There are tears involved in a lot of cases. The first time I saw one of these events, it brought me to tears just seeing the beauty of the flags themselves. So one of our purposes for doing this is to inspire patriotism and remember those who serve and keep us safe.
You mentioned the Field of Honor is at San Gabriel Park in Georgetown. When is it? When will the flags go in? When can we climb to the top of that viewing platform and take a look?
Well, we do all the setup on November 6th, and that in and of itself is fun to come watch or to help. The Georgetown Police, Fire, and other volunteers come and help us set it up. And Saturday, we have the field open every day. It is open 24/7 for people from the 7th through the 15th. We have security in the evening, and it's a wonderful thing to go see because the flags are all lit up. So really, the setup again is on the 6th. And then it's through the 17th.
And it's my understanding this is a fundraising event. With the money that gets raised, where does it go and who does it benefit?
John, the funds that are raised from flag sales are given as grants to organizations that serve and support veterans and first responders. And, of course, we gave $42,500 from flag sales alone to five organizations. So we have beneficiaries that have been identified this year. And the top three are ROC, Ride-On Center for Kids, Samaritan Center, and Veteran Outdoors, because they applied and they were the ones that were selected by our committee and then approved by the board.
And I saw on the website, and I guess it's true, and I mentioned it a second ago, that it is the fourth year for this. Now, what was the inspiration for the Georgetown Rotarians to initiate the Georgetown Field of Honor?
The Rotary Club of Georgetown's mission is to identify needs, secure resources, and take action to improve lives, while we also want to promote ethical standards, fellowship, and goodwill. So we are always on the lookout for ways to fulfill that mission. And 5 years ago, Jeannie presented the club's board with the idea that a Field of Honor could be a signature event for our club, unifying community and paying tribute to those heroes who put service above self, which is, of course, Rotary's motto. And so we decided that it would be great to focus on our veterans and first responders while raising funds for local causes. As you know, Fort Hood is a neighbor, and we have nearly 35,000 veterans living in Williamson County. So it just seemed fitting to us that we would highlight those who had served or are serving and support some local causes that address their specific needs.
And if I wanted to get a flag dedicated to someone, could I still do that? And if that is the case, how can I make that happen?
John, anybody can always go on to our website and just click on flag sales, and that'll lead them to where they can order a flag online. Or there's also on the same page a form that can be downloaded and completed and mailed in or scanned and emailed, or, you know, a variety of ways. And then, of course, at the field throughout the week, we will have people there who can take flag orders. And then our docents, who are the Young American Heritage Girls for the most part, will take people to the place where their tag, their dedication tag, will be actually placed on the flag. And so there's a variety of ways to get these flags dedicated. So, no, it's not too late.
Today on Inside Austin, we're talking to Jeannie Cox and Georgianne Hewitt. She's the president of the Rotary Club of Georgetown. We're talking about the Georgetown Field of Honor. And I believe, ladies, correct me if I'm wrong, the address is georgetowntxfieldofhonor.org. Is that the case?
Correct.
And again, this is the fourth year, and historically it's been first responders, members of the military primarily, I guess, police, fire. But you've expanded that up a little bit this year in recognition, or I guess in deference to coronavirus. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. We have all been experiencing the very challenging year with COVID-19. And in that, we saw that there were new heroes emerging. And those heroes come from the medical community to teachers, even to delivery drivers, grocery stores, some of those who lost the battle with COVID, and those who care for them and have taken care of them through their battle, or those who've recovered. There's a wide range of people that can be honored this year for that, because we are trying to unify everybody, trying to create an environment where we are doing something uplifting in this very difficult time. So that's why we added the COVID-19 heroes. And also our first responders include, as you mentioned, the EMS, all of those that serve in our law enforcement. So there's, again, a wide variety of opportunities to honor any one of those heroes with a flag.
And this year, because of coronavirus, I guess a lot of the events that would normally take place have been canceled, but not all of the events surrounding Field of Honor have been canceled. What events do you still have on the calendar?
Well, we're starting out with the concert called Storytelling Through Music that is a collaborative effort with the City of Georgetown Arts and Culture Department. That's going to take place on November 7th in a grassy area at Cimarron Hills, so that they can maintain social distancing and in the seating. And it's limited to 100 people. Then they can sign up online if they go to the city's website. It features Wynn Williams, who's going to sing songs that are written by veterans that are recovering from PTSD. And again, it's only 100 seats available, and I think there's still a few left, so people can jump in on that. We also have, usually, we have field trips for students from Georgetown Independent School District. This year, we have to do that a little bit differently. We've had to sort of break out of our mold of how we do things. So we're having virtual field trips. The kids will see a live stream right into the classroom, and they'll get to talk to veterans and first responders and COVID-related people who are really true heroes. And we're going to be able to live stream that in and Zoom them in, and they can ask questions and interact with them. So that's something else that will take place. We'll have flag retirement ceremonies every evening. So if people have flags that need to be retired, the American Heritage Girls and some Boy Scouts will also participate in doing those. And then, of course, we have a whole bunch of displays that are going to be in the tent, and also an opportunity for people to come and write notes to veterans and first responders and COVID-19 heroes to be able to provide something uplifting and encouraging to them. And then we'll take those and deliver them to, like, I'll take all the veteran ones and take them to Fort Hood, and they will get sent to Afghanistan or Iraq or other places where they know that morale needs to be increased. So people will have a chance to do that. It goes on, and we do have all of this on the website. There'll be a painted flag on the field, right on the ground, and people can see it from the observation deck. Root Story Studios will be there, where people can buy reservations, or if there's no one there, they can go in and tell their story. We've gotten amazing stories told there through Root Stories from World War II veterans that still have a story to tell, Vietnam veterans who want to share something like that, and then they or their families receive the disc with that interview for their genealogy or whatever they want to do with it. Quilts of Valor might be presented as well there. So there's a lot going on, even though we can't have the big opening ceremonies and the Patriots Ball.
Today on Inside Austin, we're talking about the Field of Honor. It's put on by the Rotary Club of Georgetown. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Georgetown Rotary Club. For anybody who doesn't know, Georgetown, what is the Rotary Club of Georgetown? What's the mission? What are you trying to accomplish there?
Sure. We are a local service organization that's actually a part of Rotary International. So that's 1.2 million people of action worldwide working to solve problems and create lasting change. We love tackling big problems and using our network of members throughout the world to bring together the resources needed to solve them. One of the strengths of Rotary is we orient everything we do around what's called the four-way test, and it has four questions. Is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendship? And will it be beneficial to all concerned? And the Rotarians worldwide work in their local communities or on projects in other countries to do things that address things like fighting disease. We've long been known for our work on eradicating polio, which is very, very close to being completely eradicated. And we work on other diseases, promoting peace, providing clean water. We work on programs that save mothers and children. We support education. And we really work to help try to grow local economies around the world. So it's a marvelous organization for anyone that's interested in leveraging their time and their resources to make a whole lot of difference and be part of a whole lot of good.
And Georgianne, if somebody wanted to find out more or become a member or look into membership, how can they do that? How can they get more information about the Georgetown Rotarians?
Sure. We have a website. It's georgetownrotary.org, and you can find information there. You can contact us either through email or phone numbers from that site. And really, you don't even have to be an adult to be a Rotarian. We have younger Rotarians. We have a Rotaract Club at Southwestern University and Interact Clubs at Georgetown High School in Eastview. So Rotary really is for people who want to serve their communities. And so we welcome anybody who's interested in making a difference all around them.
And ladies, with the last, say, 60 seconds we've got left in the program, I'll give you the last word. We'll start with you, Jeannie. Jeannie, what is it like to say to Central Texas that maybe we didn't get to today?
John, we would like to invite everybody to come to the field. We are going to pay particular attention to social distancing and trying to make sure that everybody is kept safe. And yet you have the opportunity to go and walk on a football field size display that will bring you tears and make you feel, I always say, this is not just something you see, it's something you feel. And it'll be wonderful. And the people who go and enjoy this really come away with a great sense of patriotism and pride in our in those who defend us. So we invite everyone. This is a Central Texas event. It's held in Georgetown, but it is for all, everyone, to be able to come and enjoy.
And Georgianne, do you have any final thoughts, anything you'd like to say about either the Field of Honor or the Georgetown Rotarians?
Just to say that the Rotary Club of Georgetown is very, very, very proud to be able to present this unifying community event to Central Texas, and we would love for you all to come out and enjoy it.
All right, that's Georgianne Hewitt and Jeannie Cox. I appreciate you guys joining us here on Inside Austin. For more information about the Field of Honor, it's GeorgetownTXFieldOfHonor.org. Ladies, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.